political parties around the globe are being called on to better shoulder responsibilities as the world is facing COVID-19 and fundamental changes. Chinese leader Xi Jinping made the call during a virtual summit with foreign party leaders yesterday. The Chinese premier says a stable relationship between China and the United Kingdom is conducive to safeguarding free and fair trade and promoting a world economic recovery. Li Keqiang made the remarks during a virtual dialogue with a group of British businessmen yesterday. He said China treats all kinds of market entities on an equal footing, calling on the UK to provide a fair, just, and non-discriminatory environment for Chinese enterprises that invest in the country. Yunnan province in southwest China reported 15 new local COVID-19 infections on Tuesday. The outbreak has resurfaced in the city of Reili that borders Myanmar. Nucleic acid testing is being carried out and a national guidance team has arrived to offer help. The United Nations headquarters is reopened, ending occupancy restrictions imposed in March as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. The reopening came after UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres issued a revised guidance on staff returning to work. The new guidance says the UN headquarters in New York has met the requirements to reopen fully for in-person business. Staff will be required to wear face masks in common areas on the UN premises. The premises will remain closed to visitors until at least October. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has issued an executive order declaring gun violence in the state an emergency. The emergency status will allow the state to address the gun violence crisis by expediting money and resources to communities. Cuomo hailed the order as the first step in a comprehensive plan that aims to tackle the surge in gun violence in the state. The Court of Appeal in Britain's exonerated three black men who were convicted of a robbery nearly 50 years ago on the testimony of a corrupt police officer. The ruling's the latest in a series of cases that have been overturned because they relied on the testimony of a corrupt police officer who later died in prison. The court quashed the convictions of Courtney Harriet, Paul Green, and Cleveland Davidson, who were aged between 17 and 22 when they were accused of attempted robbery. Speaking outside the court, Davidson and Green described their successful appeal as a vindication. The men were accused of trying to rob a plainclothes detective on a London Underground train, but they maintained their innocence. The Court of Appeal took up their case late last year after it was referred by a commission set up to investigate miscarriages of justice. Italy is one step closer to reviving the nation's football. 3 years after their embarrassing failure to qualify for the 2018 World Cup, the Italians reached the European Championship final by beating Spain on penalties. Spain lost a semifinal at the Euros for the first time in their history.